Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his most holy name together. Hallelujah. Oh, it is just a good day. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. Yes, it is. Why are you so excited about it? Huh? Because this is the day that the Lord God has made. Uh-huh. We're talking about the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Glory. Bless his most holy name. That's who we're talking about. He is the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life, the one who created man in his image and in his likeness and blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul who had plans for each and every one of us. And he has equipped us this day with everything that we need for this day. Hallelujah. And you know, we can call on his name. We can call on him, and he's there to answer us. Uh-huh. And he'll show us great and mighty things. Ooh, we can lean and depend on him. Yes, we can. We can trust him. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. Starting off the day with confidence, knowing, hallelujah, that God is with us. Hallelujah. So this is the day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing in it. Our faith looks up to him this morning. We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. The great God, the exalted one. Yes. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we give honor. It's a privilege. Yes. So we thank the Lord for this day. Yes, yes, yes. And not only us, but we thank the Lord even for those who can't come to, for whatever reason. We just lift, hold their hands up in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. And we are just blessing the Lord. Woo! Glory. Giving him glory and honor. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. We lift our hands. Hey! And bless your name. Woo! And thank you for being our help, our shield, and our defense. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Well, we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God called to pray. I am your host, Pastor Margaret Lee. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in this morning, afternoon, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 2 seconds from now. You are just welcome. Oh, yes, you are. You're welcome. And our prayer is that something will be said that will encourage you. Just get the joy. You know, you'd be so inspired. If you just want to do whatever it is that God wants you to do. You're just like, Father, whoo, what is it that you have me to do today? Yes, Father. And it could be something you say, oh, well, that's not a big deal. But yes, it is. You don't see the whole picture, my darling. You don't see the entire picture. You can see the picture. You'll see how great it is. But it doesn't matter. If God says, do this, then we do it, and it's all good. Yes, it's all good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me say this. If you stumble today, if you just look like just messed up. I'm not saying it's all right, but I'm saying calm down. God loves you. Inhale, repent, and get up. Okay? Just like that. But don't take that for granted. Be grateful. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Be grateful. Yes. 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 Be grateful. And if you're going through, well, I can't pray for nobody. I can't think of nobody. Yes, you can. Because what God is doing for you, he can do it for someone else through you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. In spite of what you're going through, call someone's name in prayer. Ask. It's intimate. Ask God to help you. Help them. That's right. You can do that. Hallelujah. And it's not work. This is what those in the kingdom of God do. It's just our new nature. We're not trying to work through something. We just living like children of the kingdom live. How about that? Yeah, we children of the kingdom of God, the Most High God. This is what we do. Not to get brownie points. Now, this is just how we conduct ourselves. Yeah. Jesus' nature didn't change because he came on the earth and he just decided because man was mean and evil, he was going to be mean and evil. No. Wasn't even found in him. Uh-uh. There was times that he had to rebuke, and he did that. But then he didn't let man change his who he is, you know? So let's ask God to remove those buttons. They're gone. You can't touch it. You can't push what's not there. That's right. Let's just ask God to do that for us this morning. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. God is so good. We had our lesson last evening for Bible study, and it was on betrayal. When you really look at betrayal, and we remember that Jesus was betrayed by one who was with him, close up. But it didn't change who Jesus was. He knew why he was being betrayed, and he knew why he came. So it was all for Calvary. But what happens when you or I are betrayed by someone? We let our guard down. Someone we've been knowing for years. Someone who said they loved us. Someone who has shown kindness to us. And you realize that it was not real. We put our trust in God. We put our confidence in God. Everything and everyone, every relationship is filtered through the blood of Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Through the love of God. So when we can love, we have to learn to depend on God. And God knows I have friends who offered wonderful things. And if you need it, I mean, that's good. I'm not saying just turn your nose and don't trust. But I'm saying let your trust be filtered through the love of God. I hope that makes sense. And then if someone, I said, have a fault, and that is deception, jealousy, you know, all of those things, then you're in a place where it doesn't crush you because your trust is in God. Your faith is in God. Your relationship with them is filtered through God. And we want the best for them. even when they try to hurt us, what we do is easier to forgive them and pray for them. That they don't continue in that way. It's easier when we know God got us. God is our friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. I love you through Jesus. Now I just came up with that one. It's a safe place to be in. And when we're doing that, we can love people. We don't have to be suspicious of everyone, but we love with the love of God. And we expect people to be kind. We expect people to be honest. But if they're not, we're not shattered. We're not shattered. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We thank you for your love. It stopped right there. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, Father, for caring. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Thank you for being our shield of defense. Thank you, not only those who are at the sound of my voice at this moment, but your people everywhere, God, everywhere, all over this earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how you care, you protect, you're a shield of defense. You fight our battles. Oh, my God. Thank you. And when we're so close, we don't even know how much you love us and care. It doesn't stop you from loving us. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you for how you open our eyes that we can see. Touch our heart. Oh, God, that we can come and finally say yes. Woo! I am loved by the Almighty God. Bless his holy name. Hey, God. Woo, glory. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for tearing down every stronghold that would prevent us from knowing that your word is true, and that what you said about us is true. Almighty God, woo, that you love us. Oh, that's true. Almighty, that you care. That's true. That you're faithful to, oh my God, faithful towards us. That's true. Almighty God, you said that we could declare a thing. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. We thank you for that. We thank you for being our covenant, God. We thank you for choosing us to be in covenant with you. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you. You said I am the God that healed my people. You healed, and we thank you for that. Hallelujah. You're the God that's more than enough. You're the breasted one. You provide for your people. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for providing. Oh, God, you defend your people, and we thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for carrying us. God, we thank you. Thank you, the Holy Ghost. Here now, comforting. Oh, God. Teaching. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God, how awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for your peace, your joy, your mercy, and your grace for this day.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, let your presence be with us. Let us be in your presence this day. Hallelujah. And all the days to come that you have allotted us on this earth. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Your presence, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, there is a place. Hallelujah. That we long to be. And it is in your presence, Almighty God. For there is peace, there is joy in your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Holy Ghost, you are welcome. Have your way. Still touch our hearts, our minds, our spirit, our soul. Hallelujah. Have your way this morning. Hallelujah. Lead us and guide us. Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer. The love of our soul, our intercessor, our high priest. Thank you, Lord. Glorious God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Excuse me, that makes me think of my former church in Savannah. That was one of our songs. I think they still sing it. Oh, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. Glory, hallelujah. To your will and to your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. With my whole heart, I'll agree. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Good morning, my sister. Thank you. Hallelujah. So good to see that number pop up. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Well, I guess they may just start calling us the Genesis broadcast. Woo! But we just have to say it. There are people who don't understand. And then your foundation. Mm-hmm. And who we believe, who did all of this. Who made you? Oh, you're wonderfully made. Who did it? Who did it? No bang did it. No. Who set time into motion? You know. All of this, it came from somewhere. So Genesis clarify all doubt. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was a Listen, see if you got this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter. And God, verse 26, same chapter. The sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so much in these verses, in these chapters, I should say. It is just so much. Hallelujah. Ooh, ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just so much, so much, so much. I just get joy, joy, joy down in my sanctified soul. Oh, yes. Excuse me. Glory be to his name. I just get joy, 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 joy. Down in my sanctified soul. Isaiah 43. You know, when you get an understanding about something, and truly we have read this time and time again, but when you find something and you really see how God is declaring who he is to us. It was to the children of Israel, but it was to us as well. He declares to them who he is. And this, I wish we had a Bible that in the Old Testament, wherever God is saying something, it's in red. Sometimes we need that to build our confidence and our faith is our confidence, but build our relationship and remove all the little pebbles of doubt without any doubt whatsoever. And when we realize the one that they're speaking of in Genesis, is the same one that's saying this now in Isaiah. He loves us enough to want us to know him. Hallelujah. Know that we can trust him and know that he loves us. Oh, God, have mercy. Hallelujah. I still don't know it to the fullness. Isaiah 43:7. And there are other passages, even in Isaiah, but I just got stopped here. And it's going to be revealed. And we perhaps will move on, or maybe not. Because as new people come on, they may have doubts. They need to hear it. Oh, my God, they need to hear it. The word of God never gets old. They need to hear it. They need to hear it. It's deeper and deeper where you may know that to the second level, third level, to the fullness of the scriptures, someone is just coming in to it. So patience is there. Hallelujah. Love of God. Love the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made it. Excuse me. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't that just wonderful? Yes, it is. You know, as I was concluding that scripture, it came to me, Exodus, the 19th chapter, starting at the 16th verse, Exodus 19:16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thunderings, and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of trumpets exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at neither part of the mount, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace,
And the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. Verse 20. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thus thou charges us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shall come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake with them. And we know that verse 20, chapter 20 of Exodus, starting at the first verse, is where God gives the Ten Commandments to Moses. My God. But that, I don't know if we really can get a visual of God coming down and resting on this mount, thunder and the lightning and the trumpet sounding louder and louder. Can you just imagine? My God from Zion. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. My God. Woo! But yet when we read in Genesis how God came and God came and looking out for Adam and Eve. And it says here, Genesis, the third chapter. Let's start at the eighth verse. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. He came down in the cool of the day, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. So we see here when God is about to pass judgment on, I say, mankind. And then years later, he comes down, oh my God, to speak with them. And we hear, we're told that there were lightnings and thunders and trumpets sounding. Ooh. It's just something to think about. Hallelujah. You cannot put God in a box. You cannot decide how he's going to respond or how he's going to move. Just a thought right there. My little space, my little thought. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Thursday. And we kind of made each day that we're on. Tuesdays, we're reminded being in prayer what the Lord is like doing the mornings, you know. We added that to Wednesday and Thursdays. Just remind us of the presence of the Lord. Huh? The presence of the Lord in our life. The presence of the Lord. Oh, my God. The presence of the Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. In his presence is fullness of joy. Yes, it's, we say, oh yeah, everyone knows that scripture, but no, everyone does not. Everyone does not. Everyone. And so many who quote it doesn't know what it means. Mm-hmm. So it's so important. I wanted to share this. It's just coming to me. We have a tendency now, we want to be, we move the holiness because we're educated now, and that makes us sophisticated, intellectual. We understand more than those people did. But they had a relationship with God. They trust God. They would say things like, God got it. You know what I mean? God got it. God got it. Their faith. But now we mix philosophy because we're educated and systematic theology because we're sophisticated. And we're intelligent, and we know this, and we know that. Yet we forget the scripture. And, you know, we say all of that shouting is not necessary. All of that, ooh, that's so emotional. But what did God do for you? You can go to a game, and you just went all unseen it, but that's okay. That's acceptable in the world. But you can't glorify God because you're too sophisticated. And as I said before, I had friends say, with a small congregation, they're not, and you don't have to watch your verbs and your sentence structure. Because they're not educated. Ooh-wee. Jesus! 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 But a soul is a soul. And if you've been assigned to preach the gospel, to preach a message, to a body of what? A body of a million. But you take more time with the body of a million. Would you call that pride? And you just do something. That's a soul that belongs to God. That you have been, you accepted the assignment to stand before them. Woo! And you said you were bringing a word from the Lord. Hey! From the Lord. Oh God, have mercy on us. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Great God from Zion. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's fearful for me. Oh my God, that we would have the audacity. Devalue and to value a soul that doesn't belong to you. And you have been assigned to to bring them the word from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, all of that, praise the Lord. He ain't praising you. I just get tired of all of that. Well, they're not your soul. They say, praise the Lord. Praise my God. Well, I just get tired of, well, they're not talking about you. They're not giving you that honor. Maybe if they were giving it to you, you would love it, huh? I'm just saying. I don't know. You ain't got no money. You homeless. And you talking about praise the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Where God been good to you? Isn't that something to think about? Isn't that something? Oh, my Lord. How dare we? How dare we? How dare we? Oh, my God. But let me just read Daniel. Brother Daniel. Take that for me, God. Hallelujah. He said it. Hallelujah. And I get excited. I just get excited. And I just get turned around. Probably need to have okay. Listen. Daniel, the 4th chapter, starting at the 34th verse. Nebuchadnezzar's praise for God. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lift up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed high, and I praised and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are imputed as nothing. And he's do according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what dost thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me for the glory of my kingdom. My honor and my brightness returned unto me, and my counsel and my laws sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the King of heaven, who works our truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he shall abase. Bless the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers, starting at the 24th verse. Hallelujah. Let's just click this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. As we see this and we hear, listen, the 37th verse. Now, I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all who works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abate. Hallelujah. Can you just say praise the Lord? Bless his name. Whoo! We're talking about the Most High God, God alone. Yes. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. We belong to God. When God gives us an assignment, it is for us to be faithful to that assignment. Just saying. Let us, you know, we can get caught up in numbers. Oh, I preach to this many people, and they shouted, and and they heard and understood. They don't shout at that church. They don't clap at that church. You know, to sophisticated and educated people. Now these same sophisticated, educated people go to the games and, you know, but that's different. But you can't lose it. Praising and worshiping the God of your salvation, the God who gave you the breath, the God who brought you out of, all that mess. The God that cleaned you up. And took your mess and put it in the sea of forgetfulness. For as the east is from the west, you know, it's in there never to rise up against you anymore. And now you can go around with the halo on your head. All right, I understand. I understand, okay. Because all your friends are educated and they're wealthy people, and we eat different foods. You know, we can't do that anymore. Hallelujah. We can't preach so hard. The people say, you're preaching too hard. Hallelujah. I'm under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got me. Ha! Bless his name. If he never did anything for you, huh? If you don't know what it means for God to clean you up, change you, then you know it's not necessary for you feel, to want someone else to be saved. No, of the goodness and the greatness and the love and the kindness of God and how he cleans you up and draw you to him. Yeah. No, because it's not enough of him to make me feel good about myself. When I walk away, and I was hired to do it because I got a mighty big paycheck for it. Hallelujah. You know, you're supposed to feed the ox. You're not supposed to muzzle the ox. But that's not our top priority. Oh, I'm not a preacher. Did God call you to be a preacher? Then no, you're not a preacher. But you are required to be able to give a reason. You're required to do that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. So when we get all beside ourselves, we need to remember who have called us, who has given us the very breath that we breathe, and we anoint. And we bless his name. Psalms 18:26. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has shown us light. Bind the sacrifices with cord, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Bless the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 116:12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaiden. Thou hast loosened my bonds. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless Psalms 116 again. 116:9. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Listen, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take comfort in who you are in God. Take comfort. Take comfort. And as we see all that is going on over in, well, here in the United States, and we're getting ready to send, are sending our young people. My God, we need to ask God to cover them, protect them. God, have mercy. And let America keep its promise to them who may need it with dignity, honor, and respect. Oh God, walk through the agencies. They will not cause our men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice to serve this nation suffer and be degraded. Almighty God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the young minds, the tenders, the ones, they have plans and hope for their lives. Almighty God. Father, we ask you to fight for this nation. Hallelujah. And we ask you to protect our troops. Let peace abide, Almighty God. Oh, God, protect them. If there needs to be a fight, you fight and protect the people that need protecting. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we know you said that there will be times coming. There will be perilous times. There will be wars and rumors of wars. Almighty God. But we put our youth, our young men and young women, hallelujah, before you. We ask that you guard us and protect them, Almighty God. I don't know how you do it. That's not my place. I just ask you to do it for us. And those that are here fighting in the murder, God, rebuke the spirit of murder in these United States. Rebuke it, Almighty God. Rebuke it. Almighty God, send us help from the sanctuary. Almighty God, please save this nation. Save the people. Rebuke the hatred. Almighty God, rebuke it. Oh, take it out. Let us be what we say we are. The United States, united people, people loving people, Almighty God, the leader. Oh God, have mercy. Let every time hatred will come out, let will attempt to come out, let love pour out. Let kindness spill over, Almighty God. Oh God, oh God, we need you. We need you, Lord. Save us. Hallelujah. Save us, Lord. From those at the border. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God, bless your name. We thank you for protecting this nation inside, outside, under, and beneath. Almighty God, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With an everlasting love, you love us. Hallelujah. Let us learn these United States, this property, this territory, how to love each other. And then we can stretch it out abroad. Let us clothe our people. Let us feed the hungry in our nation. Let those that would talk against it be shut. Let us house our people. Let us educate our people. Oh God, and bring your truth back into the church, back into the White House, back into the governmental bodies. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Be king of this nation. Master and Lord of this nation. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we welcome you. Hallelujah. 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 As ruler of this nation. For you are. Hallelujah. For the world belongs to you. Hallelujah. We want you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Strengthen every government that they have a passion for their people. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the leaders having passion for their people and compassion. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Now, Numbers. The sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing, absolutely, positively nothing is broken. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jews. The first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love. Going knowing that you are loved by the Almighty God. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you, my followers. Hallelujah. God bless. Thank you.